it is very critical and important to know that we pay some of the highest rates in the nation and have the most unreliable grid. It isn't just, you know, winter storms like today. It's when the wind is gust up. It's when we have heavy rainfall. For years, we kept being told that it's because of trees. Well, the trees got trimmed, and we still are seeing the lack, I think, of stability and investment by this company. It continues to see profit over and over again every year that they are not investing into the electrical grid. It is very clear from reports and other places that this is, you know, in many ways, I'll say it, incompetence on their part and investing again back into the grid that continues to, again, impact all of us. I mean, we're their customers. It's a monopoly. It's not like we can go to anyone else to get the service. But we don't feel like, again, it is proper that I hear from a resident who's lived in his home for 2 years and has six outages, or I hear from my Redford Township folks that are telling me right now that one of the senior apartment buildings has been out since last night. It isn't great to hear from my Livonia mayor to tell me that, you know, 25% of her city right now is in the dark. And, you know, I've got to go tell people to go to warming centers. People are coming and showing up to where they can charge their, you know, cell phones and other equipment. It's just complete chaos.
So what is to be done? Because earlier this month, DTE asked for another 14% residential rate increase. They're asking the Michigan Public Service Commission. This is on top of an 8.8% rate increase that they were granted last year. Where's that money going, essentially? And do they need to invest heavily in more power infrastructure?
I mean, we've seen the continued increases. I can tell you it is very clear that it is going towards lobbying efforts, funding many candidates on the state level, some of which have become some of their lobbyists. It is very clear from reports that I've gotten from folks that have done studies after studies that show that they rather spend money on lobbying efforts to kill any solar energy and green infrastructure than actually spending money on the service that they're supposed to provide. This is a for-profit. They answer to shareholders, not customers. It is incredibly important to know that DTE has raised rates to $770 million since 2015. This is the second highest rate increase of any utility in the country. They even got $200 million of our federal dollars through the CARES Act. We are in Michigan. Expect this to happen, DTE. I mean, understand that we will always have, you know, really severe weather, that we have tough winters, that we, you know, we're seeing record rainfall. Do something about it. Just like they project how much your shareholders will get payout, maybe project, you know, what it will cost to make sure that we that we're not in the dark, because it's really hard when you tell a resident, sorry, but all the food in your refrigerator is going to be spoiled. But guess what? You don't really get anything unless the outage is for 3 days. Then you'll get $25. Do you know how hard it is to tell my residents that that's what exactly what they don't deserve? That they deserve more. You know what is also really hard? The fact that they just sent out a notice. DTE just sent out a notice that they're going to charge customers nearly 35% more during peak times in the summer. They're literally going to increase cost if you're using electricity and gas from 3 to 7 p.m. To me, they want to raise costs, but they're not actually investing it again back in the grid.
Is this an argument for making utilities public?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm on the public utilities bill on the federal level. You know, I spoke before Michigan Public Service Commission about holding this company accountable. It isn't working. They continue to get increases after increases after increases. No one goes back and says, what are you investing it in? Because you can't. They're a private entity. It is very clear to me something this important, this critical to our residents, should not be in the hands of those that are for profit. It has to be in the hands of the public. We need to be able to have control over something that, again, impacts the livelihood. There are residents right now that, you know, have breathing machines they have to rely on. They have medications in their refrigerator. All of that directly impacts their lives in a very, very direct way. And for us to hand it over to, again, an entity that has, you know, spent so much money on PR, on lobbyists and everything to, you know, gaslight us to believe that they're just this greatest company, when it's very clear when we compare in other states that, wow, we're paying this much, but we still don't have reliable service. Something is wrong, and we need to start considering the fact that maybe this should not be in the hands of a private, for-profit, very greedy corporation.